Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in talking business, to be successful, sometimes we have to listen more than we talk, don't we? And what I would suggest is that you find every single person that you know that is successful and talk to them. Ask them questions. Find out what they think is important in business. Find out what they read, what they studied, what their experiences were. Talk about what their successes are, and most important, talk about what their failures are. And if you don't know them, call them up anyway. And turn around and say, I need your help. I need your help is one of the most important words that business people can use. Everybody wants to help. It's not unusual to call very successful people and say, look, this isn't a sales pitch. I really admire what you do. I really would appreciate the conversation, lunch maybe even a phone conference if you're too busy, just talking about business. Tell me your story. Tell me where you're going. Tell me what's happening. Tell me what you observe. Tell me what you think I should do. I need your advice. Really important. And then when you get their advice, say to yourself, will this, put those words in front of everything. Will this work? Will this help me? Will this make more profit for me? Is this the right thing to do? You see, you need to talk to yourself. I know that people laugh and they make jokes about people that talk to themselves like there's something wrong with them, but not really. If you talk to yourself, you'll get the answers. You know, you've got two parts of your mind. You've got your conscious and your unconscious mind. Your conscious mind is what you know. Your unconscious mind is always behind the scenes working, somewhat like the internet works. There is always something working behind the scenes in the internet. You can run virus scan behind the internet even though you're working. Even though you may be looking at one page, there's another page behind the scenes. Your unconscious mind will provide answers for you. Say to yourself, will this work? And listen. What do I need to do next? And listen. You have to listen to yourself. You have the answers. You go to other people who are experts. You go to other people who have been successful for advice. You take their advice and you put it into your conscious mind and your unconscious mind. And that's why at 3:00 in the morning you wake up with a great idea. That's why when you're least expecting it, you're out strolling on a sunny day. You get up in the morning and you're getting dressed and you go, aha, there's the answer. That's what I'm looking for. The unconscious mind will help you, but you have to program it. You have to ask it questions. You have to get it to participate with you. So we've got two things going on here. First, we need to talk to the experts. We need to talk to the successful people. We need to ask questions. We need to ask advice. We need to listen once we ask the question. And then we need to talk to the most important expert you know, and that's you. What do you want from your business? Where are you going with your business? What should I be doing with my business? Will this work? Is this the best idea? You have to constantly ask yourself questions all day long, and answers will just come. You'll be amazed at what you come up with. Give it a try, because as always, I want you to be more successful every single day with less stress. Of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. Until tomorrow, this is Howard Lewinter, signing off.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.